Beta 1 activation. So now, beta 1, what are the three things it does? What are those three vocabulary words? Inotropic, chronotropic, dromotropic. Contraction, force of contraction, heart rate, and electrical conduction. So those are the three things that we're going to be able to do. In a person whose heart is stopped, by giving them epinephrine, we can make their heart possibly start beating again. We use it in heart failure as inotropic support so that their heart will beat harder. We can use it in shock for inotropic and chronotropic support. And we can use it in what we call AV heart block, where there's a block between the conduction in the atrial and the ventricles. Adverse effects, well, too much of a good thing, you can cause tachycardia. That, in turn, can cause angina pectoris, because if their heart's pumping, pumping, and pumping, they can get a runner's cramp, essentially. And its demand for oxygen is higher than its ability to give oxygen to itself. That's called angina pectoris, chest pain. And then it can also cause dysrhythmias, because it's speeding up the conduction to the heart. Beta 2 activation, we use it primarily for asthma. We can also use it to stop preterm labor, the adverse effects, hyperglycemia, and tremor. So it can cause a person to feel like, whoo. All right, epinephrine. Now, remember, epinephrine affects how many of those receptors?
Five.
All of them, except dopamine. So we use it to decrease absorption of local anesthetics, lidocaine plus epinephrine or lidocaine with epi. Control superficial bleeding. Have any of you ever been to the dentist and they inject you like a very shallow little injection in your gum while you're getting the procedure? What they're doing is they're injecting epinephrine into your gum to stop bleeding. You can use it to increase blood pressure, although this is really only in the ICU. Mydriasis, we can use it to make the eyes go open, AV block. Status asthmaticus, what is that? Well, to me it sounds like someone is rather asthmatic. They're so asthmatic, they're asthmaticus. So the definition of static asthmaticus is a person who's been having an asthma attack that does not respond to treatment for at least 20 minutes. So we can use epinephrine for this. Anaphylactic shock. What's anaphylactic shock? Okay, it's an allergic reaction where you get huge amounts of swelling and your trachea actually begins to swell up and you can't breathe anymore. How many of you seen Hitch? Oh yeah, Hitch. Remember the scene where he starts swelling up? Well, if that gets worse, it happens in the trachea, you can actually be so constricted that you can't breathe anymore. And we use epinephrine to stop that. And then we can also use epinephrine to reduce nasal congestion, although it's a little bit dangerous to do that. Adverse effects? Everything we just talked about. All right. Epinephrine. In terms of absorption, when you inhale it, it's kind of minimal. You can actually get it over the counter in the form of Primatene mist. You can also get it by injection. The two typical injections that we will possibly give epinephrine for is subcutaneous or intracardiac. You can also give it IV. You ever see, who's seen The Rock? You know, at the very end when he's got to stab himself in the heart? Well, what he's doing is he's putting epinephrine directly into his heart. So in the hospital, if the person's already got an IV, give it IV or subcutaneous in the emergency room. And for someone who doesn't have an IV, might be giving it intracardiac. All right, preparations. So we can give it sub-Q, IM, IV, intracardiac, intraspinal, and inhalation. We can also mix it with lidocaine. It's inactivated by MAO and COMT. Now, why would epinephrine interfere with MAO inhibitors?
MAO inhibitors break down.
because MAO breaks down epinephrine. So if you have a patient who's on MAO inhibitors and you give them something like epinephrine, or say they have a cold and you tell them to go down to the drugstore and pick up some
MAO,
some Sudafed, which would have either pseudoephedrine or phenylephrine in it. Now, they take it, and they're on an MAO inhibitor. Now what happens to them? What does the MAO inhibitor do to epinephrine and norepinephrine? It increases the amount. Now you're giving them a sympathomimetic on top of that. Guess what happens? They go even higher. So now their heart rate is out of control, their heart is pounding, they feel jittery in the can, and their blood pressure is spiking. Very, very bad. So patients who are on MAO inhibitors should never, ever, ever, how often?
Never,
ever take Sudafed, phenylephrine, epinephrine, I guess if they're having anaphylactic shock. But you know, in general, MAO inhibitors and sympathomimetics do not mix.
Alright.
Well, in that case, they're going to die if they don't.
But isn't
the MAO inhibitor? Yeah, it'll cause their blood pressure to go up, and we'll have to deal with that, but at least they won't be dead. Yeah. So you have to, use discretion. Alright, dopamine. Therapeutic use is to increase heart rate and contractility in shock and also maintain renal artery perfusion. You can also use it in heart failure for the same reason. You can also use it in acute renal failure to increase renal perfusion. But this probably doesn't work very well. There's some studies that show that it's not that effective. Adverse effects, dysrhythmias, and chest pain. All right, beta-2 agonists. We have short-acting and we have long-acting. The short-acting are albuterol and levalbuterol. The long-acting are salmeterol and formoterol. Now, there's some others, but these are the main four that you need to know. We'll talk about these in a lot more detail when we get to the respiratory part, so we're not going to give too much detail right now. Actually, we'll give none. yeah. Now, dobutamine we use for shock and stress echoes. Terbutaline we use to stop preterm labor. All right, norepinephrine. Norepinephrine, we use it for hypotensive crisis and cardiac arrest. It's a last resort. The brand name is Levofed, and because it's kind of that last resort, it has a nickname, Leave 'em Dead. Dopamine also sometimes has a nickname of no hopamine. Now, one of the things that's happened in the past 10 years or so is we've gotten a lot better at making sure people don't die on dopamine and levofed because we were waiting too long to use them, and by that time, there was no hope. So now they use them much earlier, and they've got a much better record. But still, people who need these drugs are in very bad shape, and things... You really have to work hard to keep them alive because they're ready to die at that point. Not necessarily up here, but their body is ready to die. All right, adrenergic antagonists we're going to leave for tomorrow. Any questions?